Hello everyone, my name is Taylor Garcia and this is Current Affairs. Our episode today focuses on a very serious topic, policing in North America, or more specifically, the story of Breonna Taylor's death. Breonna Taylor was a 26-year-old black medical worker who was shot and killed by Louisville police officers. I believe the exact date was March 13th, 2020. The police officers named Miles Cosgrove, Brett Hankinson, and Jonathan Mattingly had a no-knock search warrant for the home of Breonna Taylor, which should have never happened in the first place. In fact, since this horrible incident, they have banned no-knock search warrants, which is great. As we continue investigating, we can see that the police actually broke the door off the hinges, and when Breonna Taylor and her boyfriend Kenneth Walker asked who it was, the police did not answer, causing Kenneth to fire his gun. His gun was legally registered, by the way, under his name, and they were obviously extremely scared when the three men broke into their home without any notice. Instead of announcing who they were, the police responded by firing 10 rounds blindly, five of which hit Miss Taylor. However, the police claimed that they announced themselves as police officers and knocked three times, as stated in an AP News article. After all this, the police were not found guilty, and only one of them, Brett Hankinson, was fired. Here is part of a news clip from NBC News explaining the charges and situation of the police officers involved in this murder.
Grand jury decision last week where Brett Hankinson was charged with three counts of wanton endangerment, not for causing the death of Breonna Taylor, but for firing bullets that ended up in a neighboring apartment. The other two officers involved in that March raid at Taylor's apartment were cleared of any state charges, and that upset many protesters here, as well as Breonna Taylor's family. They are now demanding that the Kentucky's Attorney General release the transcripts from those grand jury proceedings. However,
I find this absolutely devastating. The fact that the three police officers are still out there is such a horrible thought, and Breonna Taylor deserves justice. She did not do anything wrong. The main goal of this podcast is mainly just to inform people and raise awareness about the issues in the justice system and police force. From this story and other similar stories like the George Floyd incident, we can infer that the police system does not have effective training and that they distribute their funds poorly throughout the system. The shocking part is that police officers in North America are trained for an average of 6 months only. In my opinion, and the opinion of many others, this does not seem like enough time to properly train a police officer. Additionally, they do not receive very much training on dealing with mental health problems and people with mental health issues. The majority of their training involves learning how to shoot guns and how to properly investigate crime scenes instead. A strategy or solution that I think would be appropriate is to defund the police. Now, this doesn't mean that we have to fire officers and cut their salaries. It simply means reducing police department budgets and redistributing those funds towards essential social services that are often underfunded, such as housing, education, and employment. Part of the problem is that a lot of the money is going towards high-end weapons, which are very unnecessary for police officers to own. Officers should rarely use their gun, let alone other high-end weapons. I know it's tough to help support the solution, especially with the pandemic going on. However, you can sign online petitions and donate to charities supporting this movement, or even post about it on social media to help. When this pandemic is over, you can also participate in protests to help with this movement. As we near the end of our time together, I would like to thank all my listeners and encourage you to support this movement and educate yourselves. Think about what you know about policing in North America, and if you don't know much, I suggest you do your research. Thank you for listening to Current Affairs. I am Taylor Garcia, and I hope to see you next time.